It was an emerald obi brooch, the very one Hatsumomo had accused me of stealing years earlier on the night I'd found her and her boyfriend in the maid's room. I'd never expected to see it again. I walked directly to the closet and reached down to pluck it from among the jewelry lying there. "What a wonderful idea," Hatsumomo said. "Go ahead and steal a piece of my jewelry. Truthfully, I'd rather have the cash you'll have to pay me." "I'm so pleased you don't mind," I told her. "But how much cash will I have to pay for this?" As I said these words, I walked over and held the brooch up before her. The radiant smile she'd worn now faded, just as the darkness fades from a valley when the sun rises on it. In that moment, while Hatsumomo sat stunned, I simply reached down to the table with my other hand and took the journal away. I had no notion how Hatsumomo would react, but I walked out the door and closed it behind me. I thought of going straight to Mother to show her what I'd found, but of course I couldn't very well go there with the journal in my hand. As quickly as I could, I slid open the door to the closet where in-season kimono were kept and stashed the journal on a shelf between two robes wrapped in tissue paper. It took no more than a few seconds, but all the while my back tingled from the sensation that at any moment Hatsumomo might open her door and spot me. After I'd shut the door closed again, I rushed into my room and began opening and closing the drawers to my makeup stand to give Hatsumomo the impression I'd hid the journal there. When I came out into the hallway, she was watching me from the doorway of her room, wearing a little smile as though she found the whole situation amusing. I tried to look worried, which wasn't too difficult, and carried the brooch with me into Mother's room to lay it on the table before her. She put aside the magazine she was reading and held it up to admire it. "This is a lovely piece," she said, "but it won't go far on the black market these days. No one pays much for jewels like this one."
"I'm sure Hatsumomo will pay very dearly for it, Mother," I said. "Do you remember the brooch I'm supposed to have stolen from her years ago, the one that was added to my debts? That is it. I've just found it on the floor near her jewelry box."
"Do you know," said Hatsumomo, who had come in the room and now stood behind me, "I believe Sayuri is right. That is the brooch I lost, or at least it looks like it. I never thought I'd see it again."
"Yes, it's very difficult to find things when you're drunk all the time," I said. "If only you'd looked in your jewelry box more closely."
Mother put the brooch down on the table and went on glowering at Hatsumomo.
"I found it in her room," Hatsumomo said. "She'd hidden it in her makeup stand."
"Why were you looking through her makeup stand?" Mother said.